Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. I have a very special guest. I'm very excited to introduce him. But before, I want to make a couple of announcements. I want to make sure that you've checked out my new website, or newly improved website, same website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Check there for a brand new giveaway that I have, 21 Days to Self-Love. If you register, you can get the entire 21-day program for free. It consists of 21 videos where I give you a tip of the day and an assignment to do. And the purpose is to increase self-love in your own life. Go ahead to the website and check it out and click on it. Give me your email and I'll send it to you completely free of charge. Another new thing that I have on there is what I call my Dare to Be Happy community. And that's a community that I created where we go in every day and we do certain exercises like gratitude and encouraging each other, complimenting each other, and doing affirmations. And that helps us to be in a space where we can be encouraged, and we can have someone else to encourage us and increase the happiness in our lives, which, as I have seen in my life, increases the abundance and all good things in my life. So make sure to check that out also at lifecoachmari.com. And now I'm really excited to introduce my special guest for the day. His name is Thomas E. Singleton, Jr., but he's better known as Thompson. He's a sports success journalist, an author, a semi-pro football player, and he's a self-empowerment coach in training. He's written 3 books, all with a focus on empowering people, and he's an amazing person, and I'm so excited to have him here with me today. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you on the phone and to talk about your books and to have you on the show today. So I know that Diary of a Mad Pizza Man was your first book. What caught my attention originally was the title, because I think it's a fantastic title. And you had told me that you wanted to expose what goes on in the pizza business and how badly, especially drivers, are treated. Why was it so important to you that this information get out to the masses?
Well, I just wanted to raise the awareness of the customer and the leaders in the pizza chains about what actual workers go through and how they can both be more supportive of making the experience better, you know, as a whole. And I wanted to be a voice for the people on the inside and, you know, kind of say what they want to say but can't say for whatever reason, whether or not they don't have the courage to speak up or whether they don't feel comfortable doing it. And I wanted to give people that's thinking about taking a job like this one, educate them, you know, so they can go into this knowing exactly what they're getting into before they get into it. They'll be empowered with the knowledge of the job, the inside out, so then they'll have all the power to make the choice whether or not to take the job.
Right. You know, I like what you said about whether they don't have the courage. One of the reasons I chose you to be on the show is because the show is called Dare to Be Authentic. And in the writing of that book, Tom, I think that you were very courageous. I mean, you were writing about something. People did warn you. You said, you know, don't write this. You're going to lose your job. You're going to have problems. But you stepped out and you did what you felt in your heart you had to do. How did that feel?
Well, the way I saw it, pizza delivery is so far down on the totem pole, you know, nobody cared enough to expose it. And I didn't mind being the sacrificial lamb if that's what it took to make things better for drivers.
And do you think the book has made a difference?
I'm starting to see a difference. No, I go to order pizza in some places. No, I'm floored whenever somebody is telling me that, you know, they already heard of me and, you know, they read, either bought my book or heard about my book and intend on buying it.
That's fantastic. That must be really exciting. I'm an author as well, and when you hear someone has heard of your book or read your book, it's really an exciting time. That's wonderful. So you've written two other books. One is called Powering Up for Your Next Level, and the second is called Don't Be a Check Chaser, Be an Income Replacer. And both of these books are aimed at empowering people so they can live their best life. I can understand that empowering people is such a passion to you, and why is this?
Well, before I answer that, I just wanted to point out, too, that I actually contributed to another book. My mentor, Alicia Waters, wrote a book titled Don't Be an All-Starving Player, A Guide to Overcoming Money Malnutrition to Become a Residual Income Replacer. And, you know, all of this is important to me because in order to be successful, you know, being empowered is the key for creating and achieving all your short-term and long-term goals. You know, everybody needs empowerment, you know, to get them through any process of life.
Yeah, that's great. And what do you think is the main thing that keeps people from being empowered?
You know, being stuck in an illusion of powerlessness. You know, powerlessness is a lie. And nobody was put on this earth to be disempowered, you know, because all of us have a purpose. In order to carry out that purpose, you have to connect with your inner power and execute accordingly.
Absolutely. I so agree with you, Tom. And I've learned that in my own life, that I had times back in my life where I did feel powerless. Whatever it be, whether it's a job situation or in relationship situations, I had it happen in both. And I felt like there was no way out of the situation I was in. But I did have to look deep inside, and I truly believe that the divine that lives in us, that's where our empowerment comes from. And once we realize that we are created to be divine, you know, we have the divine inside of us. And like you just said, we all have a purpose to fulfill. One of the things I tell my clients when they don't see this is I tell them, you were put on this earth for a reason, and you have a mission, and you have a life purpose that no one else can fill because you were made for it, you know. And so if you don't step into your life purpose, that purpose won't be fulfilled by you. And so it kind of blows their mind. I think that's kind of what you were talking about. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. And one thing I would suggest, my first suggestion to these people would be, you know, have them recall a time when they did feel powerful and you know, have them reconnect to that feeling. And then I would suggest to them that they focus on feeling empowered in the present, you know, and then define for yourself what that looks like and who you would be or and what would you be doing if you fully operating as an empowered self.
Right. So then that would be your first step to someone, let's say a coaching client, to think of times in their life where they did feel empowered.
Right.
That's good. That's good, because that's visualization. And the feeling of it, when you think to a time when you felt empowered, you can feel that power, and you can feel it in the now. One of the things that is very important to me is to be in the present moment. You know, so much of our loss of empowerment comes from thinking of things that happened in the past, that we lost our power, or looking forward to things that might happen in the future where we lose our power, but we don't stay focused in the present. And if we can focus in the present, if we can stay focused in the present and in the power that we feel right now, because we all do have power, that can begin to turn our life around. Do you agree with that?
I agree 1,000% with that.
Yeah. And so any other suggestions that you have, so once they've begun that practice, and I know it takes practice, it's like everything, practice makes perfect. They've been practicing feeling empowerment from somewhere in their life. Maybe they were a child when they felt empowered. Maybe they were a teenager. Maybe they were older. Whatever it was, and they're starting to feel better, what do you think a next step would be?
Well, I would say from that place of empowerment, you can start to create an action plan for those next steps that will keep you moving forward in the present and in the future.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that because, to me, when I'm feeling my highest vibration, which empowerment is part of it, when I'm feeling at my happiest and my best, I'm actually getting more ideas for my plan. If I'm feeling low and I'm feeling discouraged and depressed, I'm not getting any good ideas, right? But if...
Not at all.
Right, you're just thinking, this is not going to work, this is never going to happen, I'm a loser, you know, all that crazy stuff. But once you get yourself into the other side and you flip over into the other side where you're beginning to feel your power, now the thoughts are coming through, the inspiration is coming through, and you're absolutely right. There has to be something that you do. There has to be a plan. And, of course, as a life coach, I help my clients do that. Create a plan to where you want to go. Obviously, where you are isn't making you happy, but you don't have to stay there. That's the empowerment. I can choose to do something different. I like that. And so then once you begin to create that plan, what next, Tom?
Then you start taking action with that plan. You start whatever action plan you create, then you just start following it to a T, and then you'll start seeing results.
Exactly. Actually doing something and seeing the results. And one thing that I found in my life is everything doesn't always work out the way I thought it would work out or the way I envisioned it. And so
right.
I made up a phrase for myself to encourage myself. And it goes, it's not rejection, it's direction. So I would do something in my life, and it wouldn't work out. It wouldn't pan out. Let's say as a coach, I started a workshop, and let's say I promoted the workshop, and I didn't get good attendance, or maybe nobody signed up. And I would be discouraged, right? And so I'd think, it's not rejection. People didn't reject me and what I had to offer. It's direction. It's showing me there's a different way for me to connect with people. And so that has really helped me. And to know that you have these steps that you've decided to take, not all of them may be perfect, and not all of them may pan out. It just means there's a different step to take, right?
Right, and something else just came to me. Once you make that decision and that commitment, I would say you have to act out on it within 48 hours of making the commitment. Because if not, then the message that you're putting out to the universe is you lied. You know, if you act within 48 hours, you know, that's showing the universe that you committed. And, you know, the universe got to know that it's committed, that you committed before it goes to work for you.
That's fantastic. I love that. I never heard that before, within 48 hours. The other thing I actually heard it last Sunday, is that once you make a commitment, so you decide this is what I'm going to do, and the minute that you 100% commit to it, the universe is already beginning to move and to send you an entire team of people, places, things that's going to help you get it done. So that's
exactly.
That was a blow my mind away thought. And I love your part about within 48 hours, because we can make all these plans. You can have piles of notebooks sitting in your house, right, of all the stuff you're going to do, but you don't even take step one. I love that, Tom. Within 48 hours. Yeah, I'm going to write that one down. I never really heard it put that way before, because then you're giving yourself, you're saying, okay, I'm not just saying I'm going to do it. I'm actually going to do it. Okay, we're going to take a short break for our sponsorships, and we'll be right back.
Get unstuck and reach your greatest potential in life, love, and career. Ignite your power to weave your dreams into reality. Akasha offers psychic readings, spiritual healing, and mastery mentoring to help you clear out the clutter and live your life purpose with clarity. Creating a life you love begins within you. self-mastery is life mastery. To learn more, visit PureSoulExpression.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio with my special guest, Tom Tom, also known as Thomasy Singleton Jr. He's a sports success journalist, semi-pro football player, and training to be a self-empowerment coach. So in all of this arena of the writing and also being a football player, and you're also studying to be a coach, and at the same time, you're a journalist. I know that a lot of what you're teaching in your books, like all authors, comes from your own experience. So of all the things you've written about, what do you think is the most powerful for you?
For me, it was my first book and those experiences that I had with delivering pizza, doing that job off and on for 13 years, you know, both part-time and full-time.
Mm-hmm. And I know that way beneath all of that, the message that you have, because we discussed this before, the message that you have has to do with the way we treat other people. You know, it has to do with seeing every person not only as human, but as a valuable part of society.
That's true.
You know?
And
yeah.
another reason for the book is, you know, half the things that I put in the book, these pizza companies, especially the national chains, they don't want the customers to know and never intended for them to find out.
Right. Right. So these things that go on behind the scenes, let's say, or under the table, you know, things people don't know about, you wanted to bring them up. You wanted to people to be aware of it. And I think awareness is a very important thing. And you're a champion of that. You're a champion of your own self-awareness, our own self-awareness, and that people be aware of what's going on. I like that. Is there anything else that you wanted to say about that?
Yeah, I'm somewhat of a, you know, I consider myself somewhat of a whistleblower, you know, empowering people with knowledge that the powers that be didn't want us to have. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I owe all of this to my mentor, Alicia Waters. You know, when I first hooked up with her, you know, I was lost. I had a whole bunch of content that I had been sitting on for years, but no platform to share it on or a way to express my feelings on these subjects. And, you know, all it takes is one person to see your potential and believe in you enough to take a chance on you. And for me, that was her. And since she took me in, you know, I became a blogger, you know, radio personality, published author. And recently I just became an accredited member of the United States Press Association. And then, of course, you know, thanks. And of course, you know about me being an empowerment trainer and journalist. You know, I grew leaps and bounds and made a bunch of progress, you know, under her watchful eye, and I'll be forever grateful for taking me under her wing.
That's beautiful. And I believe that you are going to go on and do the same, because as a trainer, as an empowerment coach or trainer, that's what you're going to do. You're going to empower other people to be able to speak up and use their voice.
That's my whole plan. That's the name of the game for me.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, Alicia, I haven't touched you that way and been able to give you a place to open your voice, you know, to be who you really are and to say what you really feel. Now that it's creating, it's like expanding and creating, and now you're going to be helping so many more people to do that, and the people that you train will be helping more people. So what seems to be, if somebody looked at something from the sense of, oh, all he does is deliver pizza, you know, if you look at it from there, oh, that young man, all he does is deliver pizza, right? But that's not true, because they don't know all of you. And from all he does is deliver pizza, once you were given that voice, look at the powerful message that you're spreading. I think it's wonderful. and people can no longer say, all he's doing is delivering pizza, nor can people say, all they do is deliver pizza, because they don't know what the potential that lies inside that person that's bringing that box of pizza to your door may be. They could
That's
be,
right. It's a lot right? behind that curtain that people don't know.
Yeah. They could be the next inventor of the most amazing thing in the world. We don't know who they are. We just know that right now they're serving us by bringing that pizza. So I think that's a really profound message, Tom Tom. And I think it's at the core of everything that you're saying. Okay, so I don't want to run out of time. So how do we get a hold of your books? They're on Amazon, right?
You can find them on Amazon, and I have a Facebook fan page for Diary of a Mad Pizza Man, and there's links on there, too, on how to get them.
Okay, fantastic. So just look up, your books are all under your formal name, Thomas E. Singleton, Jr. So it's Thomas E. Singleton, S-I-N-G-L-E-T-O-N, Jr. You can look him up. He has an author page right on Amazon and find all of his books there. And if you it's his same name, he has the same name on Facebook. If you want to friend him or if you want to become part of his fan page, you can go to my Facebook page where I put him for the show and you can find him there, or you can email me or call me for his information. That way you can get a hold of him. If there's something that you heard here today that is shouting out to you and you want to get a hold of Tom Tom, do so, please. That's why we have him on the show. Okay, good. So, is there one last thing that you'd like to say to a listener, Tom Tom? Maybe somebody who's listening to us and saying, you know, you can talk about empowerment all you want, but I don't feel very empowered, and I can't even think of a time where I was empowered. What would you say to a person who's feeling that way today?
Well, I would just say every day all of us have a choice to make. You know, every moment count, and to live your best life. You know, it's up to you to keep yourself empowered. But being empowered is not enough. You got to take action every day to keep moving in the right direction and aligning with the right path in order to be successful and have continued success.
Mm. That's a really great message, because what you're saying, and this is what I'm getting about what you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, is that it's up to us. We have to choose not only to feel empowered, and not only that we don't feel empowered, how to get to feel empowered, but then to do something to become empowered. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay. I think we have a caller. Let me see if I can get them on the line. Hold on one second. I don't know if it's going to let me click in. Hello. Welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Who's on the line? Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, this is Alicia Nicole Waters, Tom Tom's mentor. I just want to say this has been an absolute fabulous show, and I love the way you express yourself in dialogue with him. This has been amazing, and Tom Tom has done such an amazing job in empowering people, empowering himself, and he is just a phenomenal vessel of change. And your title for this show, Empowered by Change, was certainly the perfect title for someone of his caliber. So I thank you and appreciate you for having him on today.
Oh, thank you, Alicia, for coming on, and thank you for everything you did. He gives credit to you, and you do the kind of work that I do, and Tom Tom is preparing to do and is already doing, and I think it's just marvelous that we have found a place of empowerment, that we have been able to find who we are and what our purpose is here, and that we can just continue this. And as I was saying before, the seed that you planted in him, now he's going to plant multiple. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. Yeah. And it's been lovely having him on the show. Yes. So thank you so much for coming on and for your comments.
Well, thank you. Keep being the light and the change that you are in the world as well. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, Alicia.
You too.
That was nice. What a surprise for her to come on.
Yeah, that was
beautiful.
A nice, pleasant surprise.
Yeah. So Empowered by Change, yeah, I picked that title. Actually, when you send me in the questionnaire, as I explained to you, and I want to explain it a little bit to the listeners. When I choose someone for my radio show, I send them a little questionnaire. You know, being a coach, I love to ask questions, and I ask just a few key questions. And from there, I create the theme for the radio show. And but Tom keeps talking about you have to do something. You have to do something, and that changes your life. That's where Empowered by Change comes. Do you want to talk to that about that a little bit, to that theme? We talked about it on the phone the other day, how you have to be willing to change in order for your life to change. I think that's important.
And that's crucial. Because for things in your life to change, you have to change things in your life.
Absolutely. It sounds like a riddle, but it's absolutely true. You have to do something different. I tell my clients, if you want your life to be different, you have to be willing to do something you've never done before. Never done before. I'm not talking about jumping off a cliff or climbing Mount Everest, but sometimes it feels like it. Like, for example, for my clients, one of the things that I am constantly telling them, they have to take time out, I call it quiet time, to just sit, and they can meditate, but more than anything, to just be quiet and to listen to that intuition that's inside of us.
Right, and change starts on the inside first, because your life is a physical manifestation of the thoughts that go on inside your head.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And training those thoughts, that's how I do it every day in my quiet time. You can call it prayer time, you can call it anything you want, but it's a time where you get what you actually do, in my opinion, is you connect with the divine and you see yourself in your life the way the divine sees it. It's just a change of perspective. And how does the divine see it? How does God see it? How does the universe see it? As you having everything you want and everything being just the way you want it. And in you being worthy of everything you want, just the way you want it. So is there one more thing you'd like to say, Tom, before we close out? We're almost done with the show now.
I think we covered everything.
Everything? I think there's a lot more to cover, but we did cover a lot. We could talk for hours probably because we're talking the same language. We're just doing it in different ways. Very good. And so thank you so much for being on the show. I wish you all the best with your training, with everything. I'm so excited to see someone so young, so full of power, so passionate to not just to change your life, which you've already done, but to kind of tell people, hey, you guys can change your life too. It's not just for me, you know? That's what's exciting to me. It's not just that you changed your life. It's that you're so, so passionate about other people changing their life too. And thank you for that. And thank you so much for being on the show.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Very good. Well, have a wonderful, wonderful day, Tom. And I hope we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks. You too.
And thank you, everyone, for listening in today, Dare to Be Authentic Radio. We will be back actually tomorrow for a special edition with MJ Domit, a special guest that I have from Canada. She's going to be really exciting to talk to. And it's been lovely talking to you today, and I'll see you back tomorrow. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.